Okay, I got the thumbs up from Lisa, so we're ready to go. Good afternoon, everybody. This would be the time for the treasurer's budget work session. And we'll just start off by asking Renee if she wants to make any opening statements.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Then we'll start with revenue. 172. Okay, 172.
Renee, all registration fees. We're at almost 300,000 halfway through the year. I'm wondering if we can re-estimate that up a little bit from the 550. Clearly, we sold more cars. I've been seeing all the national moves. More cars in 2015 than any other year before.
Well, I know, but that interest rate's going to creep up.
Yeah. So they're going to rush out and buy them now.
So we were actual 577 in FY15.
Yes.
Right? Actual 554 in 14. I can't see where it's truly going to be down from 2 years ago. Your history for the first 6 months show. I mean, you're on pace for 600,000. I'm not suggesting we go to 600,000.
No.
I'm suggesting we go to 575. I think it's a reasonable number based on what we're seeing. You know, you go back 2 years, look at where we are for the first 6 months. I think we can go to 575 there, and it'd be reasonable. And I'll remind you, if we don't hit it, if car sales drop off, it's not a big deal. It's just we're trying to figure out where we're going to be. So if it's okay, I'm suggesting 575 re-estimation, 575 for FY17.
It'll probably be a stretch, but we can.
Okay.
You can do that.
Just go stand out on the corner at each of the dealership and just tell people to come in and buy cars.
No, sure. We're shutting them down, actually, Wayne, from all the fraud. That's why we don't do it that way.
Motor vehicle mailing fees. Is this a license plate year? Is that why we're up there?
That's what
Mary
said.
Yeah. Well, we issue license plates all the time, so you know, and it's just you never know.
I mean, so yeah. Well, I look at that one and I say, okay, again, in FY15 we were at 52,000. We're already at 33,400, 33,500 for 6 months in this year. I'm not suggesting going to the full 67,000 that if you double that it would be.
No.
But I am suggesting that we can be up more like 50 to 55.
We did have 50 and we came back down.
Yeah, so, I mean, FY13, it was 57,000. Then we dropped in 14 to 49,000. We brought in 52,000 in 15. We're on pace to bring in 67,000 for the first 6 months. We're on pace to bring in 67,000 this year. It's clearly going to be more than 40 this year. I think it's going to be more than 45 next year. The question is, where do we go with those two?
No more than 50.
For the re-estimation, our next year.
Okay, let's just do it at 50.
Let's go fast.
That'll do it for me.
Okay, we'll move to expenditures. For us, that's on 176. This is where Lisa has to chime in.
No.
I put budgeted and re-estimated salary figures in. You'll notice that they look, the percentages look fairly odd because we have 27 pay periods, A, and B, what we originally budgeted was 94% of your salaries. So the new budget is going from 94% to 100% plus a pay period plus raises, okay? So that's why all those payroll-related ones look really strange.
Clearly, with bargaining unit staff, we don't know where that's going to end up just yet. We've got a good estimation. And then what you guys need to know is we're going to do the same thing this year with the final published budget that we did last year, which is budget more toward actual. We make the complete commitment that we're going to fully fund your actually filled positions, but this year was 94%, and now we're going to add some dollars in. we're going to do the same thing for next year, whatever we come to. It's not something you guys should have to worry about. We're going to make you whole.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can't touch those line items anyway. So.
Right.
On the, I will say that on the management side, I did change your taxable fringe benefits to actually put in $600 for current year re-estimated and next year's budget. So getting that telephone allowance, and that's where it's coming out of, so I figured I might as well put it in there.
Okay, thank you.
You're talking about your education training, this one you're talking to about. What your history has been the last couple of years, I know the first year or so. We've got different than ISAC and a couple other things.
Just trying to make it out to the NACO conferences, and something always comes up in my way.
The annual one. Now, where does, okay, your trip, I know you're trying to make that go, and I think that's great, but would that come out of this line on 174, or would it come out of the line on 175?
Typically, what I do with the auditor and what I think the treasurer typically does is either split it or depend on what the focus is of the conference. A lot of times, if the conference is more the management side versus the motor vehicle side, then it comes out of the management side.
I mean, I like to see the combo of those two lines, however we get there, of being about $3,000. And right now, what is it? It's 25 plus 13. It's 3,800 right now. I'd like to see it more like 3,000. I think that's closer to where we're actually getting to. And hopefully, I mean, so the question would be, would that be enough if your schedule allows you to get out there? Is 3,000 enough? And so, or do you just tell us, you know, how do you want to split those two? If we go to 3,000, you want to go 1,000 and 2,000?
1,500 on the marketing side.
You want the manager side?
Or, yeah.
You want 1,500 on the manager side?
Yep.
As opposed to 25?
So we have two
there. Yeah. Education and training, we have 25.
How about if we go to 2,000 there, and we go to from 1,300 to 1,000 on the first page?
However you want to work.
All right, so yeah, so go to 1,000 on page 174, and then go to 2,000 on 176.
For just different goals.
Re-estimated, I don't think it's going to be any different than that. Yeah, we could do it on re-estimated as well. I mean, it's clearly well below that. That's all I had on 174, unless you guys have something else. Oh, tell me what office equipment. So we got $700 in. We didn't have anything in last year.
We have two more chairs that we haven't purchased.
Good.
It's the last two chairs. And they were like $350, $347 a piece.
Yep. My personal 175 is office supplies. We're at $1,054 so far for the year. It doesn't look to be like $4,000 is all that far off with what we've traditionally spent, but we're clearly way down for this year. And so I didn't know if we could re-estimate for this year and what we could do for next year, or if it's just an anomaly that you're going to buy a bunch of office supplies in the spring.
Having a clue, but looking at the last 3 years, it's just somewhere in that ballpark.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you feel good about the 4,000. You think that's where it's going to end? Okay.
Yeah.
3,500. This is the same conversation, except if you look at the last 3 years, we end up a little lower than that. So I'm wondering if we can take that back to 3,000.
I'm going to say no because we're running tight on the other side, and when we order 10,000 envelopes every other month, it's going to add up. And then we start going from one side to the other.
Okay. Communication services?
Yeah.
5,400. I mean, we're on pace for 5,500. I'm wondering if we can say it. I think our numbers have gotten good. It was a guess last year.
It's still a guess.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We aren't getting monthly charges now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of feel, from what I can tell, that she's gotten all the extra lines all taken care of. So where we're at now seems to be pretty consistent. It's a crapshoot. You're right.
I know. Well, you want to take each of them down to 5 instead of 6? Because each side, I have each side at 6.
I would say 55 if you're going to do that for now. At this point, and see where it comes in. Because you're on track to use 5,500 now.
Mm-hmm.
Communications service 5,
yeah?
55,000. And we're doing it on both sides? Okay. 5,500 up on page 174 and 5,500 down here on 176. Okay. And in education and training, we did that up above. So that's how we got to 2,000 there. Dues and memberships, you've spent $150 so far this year. You only spent $830 last year.
We dropped the GFOA.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that would have been, you budgeted to do it in the current year we're in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we dropped it. So that's, how much is that?
That was $480.
No, the GF thing, it was $640.
Oh, yeah, it was $640.
$640.
Yeah, what we have left to pay for in the narrative.
Wait, 325 for the contract. District dues yet.
So that's $800, right? What we got in the narrative? Oh, okay.
No, what we draw, we had a membership between the auditor and the treasurer, and we dropped that membership.
Okay.
Neither one of us did much with it. But we still have NACO to come in, district
dues.
And what else?
We've already paid. What about that Ripplinger thing? That's 300. Yep. So that's just about 650 plus your district dues.
$1,000?
Sure.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
It's a good budget. You got to do a nice job. It's like you do this for a living. Mm.
Yeah, but you want to put 7 characters on a plate, Clinton. I don't think we're going to be able to get it done. So.
Okay, that one shot would be.
Take it easy down there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy belated birthday, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you anything more than that, though.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the truth.
Don't look at day over 7.